Hey, this is Crystal Lyons. Have you swallowed a wooden egg? Let me explain. The other day, I was out at the hen house collecting eggs and found myself face to face with a big old black chicken snake all coiled up in the nest. Right when I reached in there to get the dadgum egg, I saw it. Oh, he was looking at me. Anyway, that'll get your heart rate going. Well, we killed him. I watched from a safe distance and my boys killed him. He had a big lump in him where he had swallowed one of the wooden eggs that I keep in the nest. Talk about a severe case of constipation, y'all. He thought he was getting something that was going to fill his hunger, but instead, he got something that would slowly kill him. He didn't know it, but what he had taken in was a death sentence. That egg had the smell of chicken on it, but it was a decoy. Have you swallowed something that's killing you? Are you mad at someone? Have you taken on an attitude of resentment and bitterness against anybody? Boy, don't it feel good when you just let your emotions go and fly off the handle at someone who, of course, deserves it. Yeah, buddy, feels real good, don't it? Feels good going down, but it's kind of like that wooden egg. If you don't get it out of you, it'll kill you. The longer it's allowed to stay, the greater harm it does, and the greater we're in danger of passing a point of no return. I've heard it said that a man who holds on to resentment and won't forgive is like a man drinking poison and hoping that the guy he's mad at gets sick. You got to get it out of you. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It's a decision. You give the incident and the offender over to God and you let it go, releasing them of the debt of offense that they owe you. It's hard, yeah, it's hard. It's about like coughing up that wooden egg. But it's better than dying as a result of it. Oh, you may not lose your life physically, but you'll lose joy, vision, peace, hope. You'll forfeit the hand of God on your life. That's right. You hold on to grudges and unforgiveness, and God has to remove himself from your presence. Jesus even went so far as to say in Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, that if you would not forgive those who've sinned against you, God in heaven could not forgive you of your sins. That means that at the end of my life, there is no hope of heaven, only hell. It ain't worth it, y'all. Forgiving people means coughing up my pride, my right to be avenged. Coughing up pride is as hard as regurgitating that wooden egg. Hey, whatever it takes to get that source of death out of your system, it's worth it. This is Crystal Lyons, Cowgirl Logic.